Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, live cattle futures were facing a tough day yesterday with weekly export sales showing a reduction of 3,900 metric tons. Futures did move lower as was expected, but short covering eventually was triggered with some traders trying to bottom pick the market. Even though export sales were dismal, box beef prices have been improving all week, not by leaps and bounds, but improving. Choice cuts were up $1.61, select up $1.03. While cash cattle trading is basically done for the week, we saw steady money at $138 here in our part of the country. Cash hogs are on a roll with 4 days of higher prices. The National Direct Afternoon Report yesterday showed a gain of 78 cents. Cash prices have increased each day since the beginning of the year, dispelling the fear of disruption due to Prop 12. That still may become an issue over time, but current strength is a sight to behold. Weekly export sales were good at 19,400 metric tons. China was back in purchasing pork and listed at the third largest buyer. Cuts jump posting a gain of $3.64. Additional sell pressure across the three wheat exchanges overnight as the bloodletting continues amidst a complete technical collapse. New lows for the move were made in Kansas City and Minneapolis overnight, with the latter having shaved a dollar per bushel off the last seven sessions. Wheat markets are locked in a liquidation event, which will continue until all desired players have exited. Now, even easier trade overnight in corn futures, but March corn looks to close the first full week of trade of 2022 on a higher note. The trade since Christmas has been erratic, with violent moves lowered, followed by surges to the upside. Thursday's session saw both sides of trade with an impressive recovery submitted by settlement. Mixed to weaker trade in the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and meal lower, while soybean oil trades higher following yesterday's lower close. The complex continues to draw support from concern over South America, both weather forecasts and declining production estimates. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, February live cattle was up 10 cents yesterday, 137.35. April up 50, 142.45. January feeder cattle up 45 cents, 162.57. March up $1.10, 167.27. February hogs up 67 cents, 82.95. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 18.5 yesterday, 768.5. May down 18 cents, 770.5. Chicago wheat, March down 14.75, 746. May was down 15 cents, 749.75. March corn up 1.5, 603.75. Made up 1.75 at 604.5. March soybeans down 7.5, 1387.25. May down 7 cents at 1396. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.